Greetings, good morning, and thank you again, Anthony Fest, for making my vegan animal liberation commentary possible on the Morning Mix on KPFA and Pacifica Radio in the Bay Area. What's the first question that comes to mind when you hear that I'm talking about going vegan? Probably, how does this guy get his protein? As if vegans around the world were suffering from some protein deficiency disease, crawling through the streets, begging for protein, protein. I mean, why don't you ask where I get my pus or growth hormones, for example, two common ingredients in dairy. But okay, you're curious about protein, animal protein. Embedded in your mind is some necessary nutrient. But haven't you heard animal protein causes cancer? Eating meat, flesh from cows, pigs, chickens, fish, and others, and eating dairy cause cancer. I talk about this on the March 16th archive at goveganradio.com. Perhaps you saw that New York Times article, the headline reading, "Cancer Increasing Among Meat Eaters." And quoting the article's first paragraph, Chicago scientists are deeply interested in the results of a 2 years exhaustive study of cancer in Chicago by Dr. G. Cook Adams of London and formerly of Australia, just made public through the Department of Health. Dr. Adams has proved conclusively that diet is a most important factor in the increase of the disease and its death rate. End quote. Did you hear that? Proved conclusively. And maybe you still have that article in your house. It's from September 23rd, 1907. 107 years ago, we knew what nobody seems to know today, except has been proven time after time, as in 500,000 participants in an NIH AARP study in 2009 and 120,000 participants in a 2012 Harvard study bring us to the same conclusion about meat eating and cancer as that 1907 New York Times article. And bringing us right up to date, March 2014, published in Cell Metabolism, a study of 6,381 Americans, 50 and older, concludes that a diet high in animal protein leads to earlier death. Those eating the most animal protein had five times the risk of death related to diabetes, and those under 65 who ate the most protein from animal sources had a 74% higher risk of dying from any cause and four times higher risk of death from cancer. And the study notes the importance of the reduction in consumption of insulin growth factor in dairy, in cows. It makes cows grow really big, really fast. But when humans ingest it from cows, it makes tumors grow really big, really fast. How do you get your protein? It's how do you avoid your animal protein? And how can we inflict that on children, right? From The Guardian, March 4th, 2014. Quoting, "The overall harmful effects seen in the study were almost completely wiped out when the protein came from plant sources, such as beans and legumes." So are you hearing this? Harmful effects seen related to cancer almost completely wiped out by going vegan. The Guardian article also says the study throws doubt on the long-term health effects of the popular Atkins and paleo diets that are rich in protein. And again, that is an article under the headline, "Diets High in Meat, Eggs, and Dairy Could Be as Harmful to Health as Smoking. People under 65 who eat a lot of meat, eggs, and dairy are four times as likely to die from cancer or diabetes," study suggests. Also on the March 16th archive at GoVeganRadio.com, legislation introduced in California to ban captivity of orcas, and the Humane Society of the United States recruiting pig farmers. On Twitter, it's at GoVeganRadio. Facebook, GoVeganRadio with Bob Linden. Peace to all living beings. And like Kucinich, Cesar Chavez, and Cindy Sheehan, please go vegan.